the epistle appointed to be read for this, which is the second Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the epistle, the first epistle of St. John. Beloved, do not be surprised if the world hates you. We know we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. In this we have come to know his love, that he laid down his life for us, and we likewise ought to lay down our life for the brethren. He who has the goods of this world and sees his brother in need and closes his heart to him, how does the love of God abide in him? My dear children, let us not love in word, neither with the tongue, but in deed and in truth. Thus for this son of the Holy Gospel. Is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees this parable. A certain man gave a supper, and he invited many. And he sent his servant at supper time to tell those invited to come, for everything is now ready. And they all with one accord began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, I have bought a farm, and I must go out and see it. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am on my way to try them. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And the servant returned and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house was angry and said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame. And the servant said, sir, thy order has been carried out, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, and make them come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you that none of those who were invited shall taste of my supper. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, just a few points this morning only. First of all, may I take this opportunity to wish all of the fathers in the house this morning a very happy and blessed Father's Day. And after I'm finished here in a moment, I will bless the fathers. As you know, we have the processions this morning. The weather so far, thanks be to God, is favorable. I apologize to especially to those upstairs that we ran out of song sheets. So you just have to look on with each other this morning as best you can. And those of you who can sing, please do sing and give your best to Almighty God this morning. Just a couple of announcements to you. The Baldican carriers, after you go to communion this morning, the four of you, congregate in the vestibule of the church, and there you will meet up with Tom Girardi. If anybody does not know who Tom Girardi is, he is the man that has the beautiful white beard. And congregate around the white beard. And of course, the others, the censer bearer and the cross bearer and the torch bearers, will please congregate in the sacristy of the church, and you know how to go, how to arrive there. And the banner bearers, after all this, all the movement begins after we've received Holy Communion. And the banner bearers will, a little bit later on, between communion time and the end of Mass, quietly congregate in the vestibule, and Father Bernard will be there to tell you what has to be done. I'm sorry that we have to discontinue confessions now, because Father Francis simply has to be free to move about to get all of the little things that have to be done. Just for a moment. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. My beloved people, today is a day that we give honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Blessed Eucharist. Few are the places today where this honor and glory is given him. At least we here, and there are others, but we speak only of ourselves, at least we here, let us give him the best that we've got. Do not look upon this as just another lovely religious ceremony, which it is, of course. But nevertheless, let this be rather a prayer. For goodness sake, give him the best that we have got to give this morning. Tell him, please tell him of your love for him. Please tell him that your honor and respect and adoration for him in his most holy Eucharist. Today is a day, undoubtedly, where either we believe or we don't believe. Those of us, please God, we believe. And to the best of our ability, let us give him the very, very best we've got in order to give him a little bit of pleasure on this glorious day. All of you know what to do, and more or less follow the leader when it comes time for the procession, and we will say the rosary on the way to the various stations and come back into the church and continue. With that, may Almighty God be praised in all things, my beloved people. And now, dear fathers, would you please kneel, all of you.